Will you turn with me to the book of Ezra?
请大家打开以斯拉记，圣经旧约。
Ezra chapter 2.
第二章，以斯拉记的第二章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Now these are the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of the exiles from Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon and returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his city.
第二章第一节，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳到之地回耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。
And then verse 36.
然后我们翻到同一章的第36节。
The priest, the son of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973.
祭司耶稣雅加耶大牙的子孙973名。
And then verse 64.
然后我们再看同一章的第64节。
The whole assembly numbered 42,360, besides their male and female servants, who numbered 7,337.
第64节和第65节，会众共有42,360名，此外还有他们的奴婢7,337名。
And then in one more portion in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
然后我们翻回圣经的最起初，在创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
第一章的第二十六节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神说，我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜，和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
第二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Verse 28, God blessed them and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
第二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
Well, we'll read this much for now.
我们现在就读经就读到这里。
It is wonderful to be here this morning.
我很高兴今天又来到大家中间。
I believe the last time I came was probably a year and a half ago.
我上次来到这里大概是一年半以前。
And at that time, I had shared on this matter of God's purpose in Genesis chapter 1.
上次我跟大家分享的主题跟今天的有关系，也是在讲从创世纪来看神的心意。
And what we talked about was that in order for us to discover what is it that God created man for,
我们的目的是让大家来了解神创造人的目的。
That we had to return to the book of Genesis.
如果我们要做到这一点，我们就要回到创世纪里面。
And we also read the portion we just read in Genesis chapter 1.
那一天我们读了同样的这几节经文。
It was clear that when God created man,
我们可以看到神当时造人的心意。
He created him in his own image.
神造人是按照自己的形象来
创造。No other creature, including the angels, were created in his own image.
我们看到神创造的其他的一切的受造之物，即使是天使，也并不是按照神自己的形象来造。
But he decided to create man in his own image.
但是他造我们，造我们每一个人，都是按照他自己的形象。
Because he had a specific purpose for man.
因为他对我们有一个很重要、很奇特的心意。
Because sometime in history past,
因为在世界在历史的长河在向前走的时候
There was a great rebellion in the universe
在宇宙中间曾经有着对神的一次很剧烈的反叛
Lucifer who was God's wonderful created angel
有一个叫做 Lucifer 的一个天使，是当时神创造的非常美妙的一个天使。
But he became proud.
但是他变得非常的自傲。
And he rebelled against God.
他反叛了神。
And then he was cast down into the solar system.
所以他就被神给驱逐到了太阳系。
So God could have very much easily just destroyed Satan.
神可以很容易的、很轻易的就可以把撒旦来毁灭。
But if he just destroyed him,
但是他没有这样做。
He would only be able to demonstrate his power.
他如果去毁灭他，他也能让我们看到他神的能力。
But we wouldn't be able to see his wisdom.
但是如果他这样做的话，我们就看不到神的智慧。
But through man, God wanted to demonstrate his wisdom.
但是通过创造我们每一个人，神希望我们来看到他的智慧。
So in Psalm chapter 8, it talks about him creating man a little lower than the angels.
在诗篇第八章，神讲到，他创造我们的人，创造我们每一个人，我们的地位是比天使稍微微小一点。
Yet through man, he was going to defeat the enemy.
但是通过我们人，他要来战胜，战胜撒旦，魔鬼撒旦。
So what was God's original purpose for man?
所以我们不仅要问神当时创造人他本来的心意究竟是什么。
When he created man, he created us in his own image.
他创造人是按照自己的形象来创造的。
In his wonderful plan,
他有一个很奇妙的计划。
His desire that when he created earth,
他当时创造地球有一个很好的心愿。
That earth would reflect heaven.
地球和天堂应该是成为一体的。
So it would reflect heaven.
应该是天堂的来一个镜像，一个反应。
As he gave his life to man,
当神把他的生命气息赐给我们每一个人的时候
，as he desired that man would partake of the tree of life,
他希望我们每个人都能享受那生命树的上面奇妙的生命。
And then, as he said, be fruitful and multiply.
他并且对我们说我们要生养众多遍满全地
and then man will fill the whole earth
人要遍满全地
that his life would also fill the whole earth
所以通过人神的生命也会遍满全地
and not only that God said that you may rule over the fish of the sea over the birds of the sky and over the cattle of the earth
不仅人如此神还赐给人权柄让我们能够来管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上一切的活物
so man will be king of this earth
所以我们每一个人我们的地位是在这个地上我们是掌王权的我们是王君王的位分
that we would reflect the kingly life of God
我们所要反映的是神在天上君王的地位
so as we submitted ourselves to God
所以当我们在神面前屈膝的时候
Allow his life to rule in us
让他的生命通过我们来彰显出来
And his life would flow out in this world
所以他的生命就会在这个世界上面彰显
Then the glory of God would fill the earth
所以神的荣耀也会在全地彰显
And then earth would reflect heaven
所以地球我们的生活的地上就会是天堂的
So remember Philip went to the Lord and said Show us the Father and it is enough
记得在新约里面腓力曾经对耶稣基督说请把父神显给我们看的时候
And the Lord asked Philip Have you not seen me?
主耶稣就对腓力说难道你还没看到我吗
If you've seen me, you have seen the Father
如果你看到我那你就看到了父神
So what was it that the Lord did when he came on this earth?
所以主耶稣基督到这个 地球上的时候他究竟做了些什么
No one has seen God at any time
没有一个人曾经亲自的看到神。
The only begotten one in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
唯有神怀中的独生爱子将神的本相显示出来。
So the Lord Jesus reflected who the Father was.
所以耶稣基督就是神的本相。
That's why people so are drawn to him.
所以人们就来到了耶稣基督的面前。
But that was God's plan from the beginning.
这就是神最起初的计划。
Was that man would reflect who God was?
所以就是我们每一个人，我们都要从我们人的身上看到神的形象。
And the glory of God would fill the earth.
所以神的荣耀就会遍满
全地。And then he would demonstrate to the principalities and powers.
他就会通过这一切，他就显示出他的权柄和荣耀来。
Look at the man that I have created.
看看神所创造的每一个人。
How he obeys me.
神人们是怎么样的来顺从神。
How he loves me.
人是怎么样的来爱神
How he honors me
人是怎么样来尊崇神。
And because of that, then earth will be filled with the glory of God.
通过这一切，我们全地就充满神的荣耀。
So that was God's original purpose for man.
这就是神最起初在人生上面的计划。
But this morning, I'd like to share a different aspect of the same topic.
但是今天早晨我要跟大家分享的是在跟这个题目有关系的，但是又一个延伸的不同的一个话题。
So, when we did read Genesis chapter 1, it said, God said, let us make man in our likeness.
在那个创世纪里面神说，照我们的形象来照男照女。
In verse 27, it says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
第二十七节，第一章二十七节，神就照自己的形象照人，乃是照着他的形象照男照女。
But in order for man to be able to fill the earth,
但是为了让我们人能够遍满全地，
God had to do something special.
神一定要做一些很奇特的事情。
So even though he said he created man,
虽然神说他已经创造了人，
to carry out his purpose,
来实现他的计划，
but here it says male and female he created them.
但是这里面他说照男照女。
What did that mean?
照男照女究竟是什么意思？
So God, in order to fulfill his purpose,
为了实现他的计划，
he needed to create the family.
他要创造我们的家庭。
Through the family, then man could fill the earth.
只有创造了家庭，我们人类才能遍满全地。
So marriage was instituted by God from the beginning.
所以婚姻是从最起初神在我们身上有一个奇妙的计划。
And you can see that it's intricately related to the purpose of God.
所以我们看到家庭跟神的计划里面有个很紧密的一个联系。
Without the family, the purpose of God could not be fulfilled.
我们甚至可以说如果没有家庭的话，神在地上的计划是不可能实现的。
So we read in the book of Ezra.
所以我们现在再来看以斯拉记。
And I know that you are studying the book of Ezra now.
我知道我们教会现在在一起来研读以斯拉记，我们的读经进展。
But even from the verses that we read,
从我们刚才读的几节经文，
you can see that the family is very important.
我们可以看到家庭是非常重要的。
And we read in, about the story of how the people of Israel were returning to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
以斯拉记讲的是以色列人犹大人是怎么样从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷来建造城墙的。
Actually, it was a great tragedy, wasn't it?
我们看到以前其实有很多的悲剧在以色列的国家他们的民族上面发生。
Because of their disobedience to God,
那根本的原因就是以色列人一贯的背叛神。
The northern kingdom, the ten tribes, they were lost, they were dispersed.
北国先被灭亡。
And then they were taken by the Assyrians.
北国是被亚述给打败给灭亡。
And then the southern kingdom was deported to Babylon.
然后是南国被灭亡，南国的老百姓被被掳到巴比伦城。
And the temple was destroyed.
然后圣殿也被毁灭。
So it was a great tragedy in the history of the people of Israel.
所以我们看到以色列的历史上面很多的悲剧。
And we know the Bible always speaks about the world.
我们知道神的圣经是讲神的话。
So, no, 巴比伦是说到世界。
巴比伦是讲到的是世界。
So always speaks about the world.
对，巴比伦在圣经里面是代表这个世俗的世界。
And actually, it's a prophetic picture of the condition of the church as well.
其实有时候我们看巴比伦城也是现在很多教会的光景。
And that how the church has been deported into the world.
我们很多的教会怎么跟世俗沾染，怎么跟同污合流？
If you read church history, that was very much the case.
如果我们来读世界教会的历史，我们也看到教会的堕落。
You cannot distinguish between the world and the church.
我们好像在世俗和教会，好像他们是一样的，只不过是两个不同的机构而已。
And the church sometimes owned more territory than the world.
我们看到教会历史上面有时候教会在地球上面的权势就像一个世俗的政府一样非常的有权势。
But so that's what Babylon spoke of.
这就是圣经里面巴比伦所代表的世俗的世界。
So the people of Israel, they were deported to Babylon.
所以以色列人曾经被掳到巴比伦。
Now, the Jewish people, they used to be farmers.
以色列人他们最初其实是是农民，是牧民。
But even if you look at the world today, the best businessmen are Jewish people.
但是我们如果看到今天这个世界上面一些最好的从商的一些商人，都是一些犹太人。
The Chinese are pretty close, but not quite.
我们今天中国人在奋起直追，但是还没有到那个地步。
But if you look at But you know where they learn how to do business?
但是你们知道当时的犹太人是从哪里学到那些经商之道的吗？
They learned it in Babylon.
他们是在巴比伦学的。
And do you know where the system of the synagogue was established?
你知道现在在世界上面有很多犹太人的会堂，这个会堂这个制度是什么时候开始的吗？
It was created in Babylon.
就是当时他们被掳到巴比伦的时候开始了这个习惯。
What did it speak of?
这说明了什么？
The temple is gone.
神的圣殿已经没有了。
The place where God said you have to come worship me is gone.
神命令他的子民来敬拜他的地方已经消失了。
So they still felt a little guilty that they couldn't worship God.
我们可以想象当时的犹太人觉得大概有些觉得内疚，他们觉得还是要换一种方式来敬拜神。
So we still have to honor our God.
他们觉得他们应该还是要来尊崇神。
So they founded the synagogue system.
所以他们创造了现在社会这个犹太人的会堂的制度。
So you know, in the synagogue, you just need 10 people.
在会堂里面只要有十个人。
And they just agree on a certain thing.
那十个人只要有一致的意见。
They can build a synagogue.
所以他们就能再造一个新的会堂。
So you can have a synagogue for fishermen.
所以你可以给当时打鱼的人造一个会堂。
Synagogue for businessmen.
给商人造一个会堂。
Synagogue for those that like a certain thing.
给有各种各样不同的兴趣爱好嗜好的人造不同的会堂。
So they could have their own synagogue.
所以不同的人他们可以有自己不同的小的会堂。
But they were so far away from the will of God.
但是我们看到这离神的心意。
In God's eyes, the people of Israel were just one.
所以在
以色列百姓只是一个百姓。
在神的眼里，以色列的百姓就像一个家庭一样。
There's only one place of worship.
只有一个地方是来敬拜神的。
And that should be Jerusalem.
那个地方就是耶路撒冷。
And remember, even when the northern and southern kingdom, when they split up.
当时我们看以色列的历史，南国和北国分裂的时候。
And then the northern kingdom kings, they actually built the high places.
是当时北国的国王就造了一些丘坛。
And they purposely built it all the way up in the, they built a different center of worship so that the hearts of the northern, the people of the northern kingdom wouldn't be drawn to the southern kingdom.
他们当时北国的国王造了一些丘坛的目的就是让北国的老百姓不必要不远千里的来到耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
But long story short, it's the story of division.
但是我们看到这里面就有一个分裂。
It's a story of convenience.
他们就为了一些自己的方便，造成了一系列的分裂。
You can build a synagogue, you know, just down the block.
为了自己的方便，你可以在任何你喜欢的地方来建造一个会堂。
You can meet with people that you like.
你可以在会堂里面只去你喜欢的人聚集在一起的会堂。
So now you have many synagogues.
所以现在我们有很多很多犹太人的会堂。
But if you look at church history.
但是我们来看我们的教会的历史。
Isn't that also the case?
我们教会的历史是不是跟会堂的历史其实是一样的？
There's so many divisions.
我们教会有不同的支派。
The Lord said, in the New Testament, Paul tells us the church is the body of Christ.
在新约圣经里面，使徒保罗说，教会就是神的身体。
It cannot be divided.
不能被分裂。
That's why Paul rebuked the Corinthian church.
所以保罗就因为这个他批评了当时哥林多的
教会。Some of you say I'm of Apollos.
因为很多哥林多的信徒他们有些说他们是保罗的门徒。
I'm of Peter, I'm of Christ.
我们是彼得的门徒或者是我们是基督的门徒。
But long story short, spoke about division.
所以我们现在回到现在一个很大的问题就是一个分裂的问题。
But thank the Lord, there were these ones that were willing to come back to Jerusalem.
但是我们感谢主，我们看到以斯拉记里面有很多的犹太人，他们当时愿意回归到耶路撒冷。
They were willing to return to the heart of God.
他们愿意按照神的旨意回到神的家中。
They knew that the temple was the house of God.
他们知道神的圣殿在在耶路撒冷的圣殿才是神的家。
And they paid a great price to come back.
他们当时为了回到耶路撒冷付上了极大的代价。
So these were the ones that understood the heart of God.
那些人他们明白神的心意。
And tragically, there were only a small number.
但是不幸的是这是一个很小的一部分的犹太人。
In the book of Numbers, it tells us when the people of Israel came out of Egypt.
在旧约民数记里面讲到，当时的以色列人在离开出埃及的时候。
It said there were about 600,000 men.
当时圣经记载有差不多有六十多万人。
So if you add the children and the women, there are probably 2 million that came out of Egypt.
如果你把当时的妇女、小孩子都加在一起的话，大概会超过200万。
And of course, after many, many years, there should have been even greater number.
我们来算一下的话，那么多年过去了以后，人口会更多。
So those that were in Babylon, the numbers are probably much more.
所以当时被掳到巴比伦城的犹太人的数目应该是很大的。
But here was a small number that was after the heart of God.
但是在那么大的一个基数底下，只有一小部分的犹太人愿意回到耶路撒冷。
So because of this,
就是因为这个原因
，I personally feel,
我当时的我的感觉是
，that if you read the beginning book of Ezra.
如果我们来读以斯拉记
，He was the recording of the family, the individuals and families that came back.
以斯拉记记载了当时愿意从当时世俗社会的中心巴比伦城回到耶路撒冷的一些犹太人的家庭。
That God recorded them by name.
神按照他们的名字把他们记录下来。
So in other words, God was so touched by their heart.
我们换一种说法就是神大概是被他们感动了，所以他把他们的名字记下来。
So God said, I have to put all these family names down.
所以神或许说我应该把他们每一个名字都记录下来。
But not only that,
不仅如此。
In Ezra 2:64 it said,
我们看第二章以斯拉记第二章64节
says the whole assembly numbered 42,360.
会众共有42,360名。
You know what the difference between the recording in Ezra and the book of Numbers?
如果我们来比较民数记有很多的数字和以撒记也有很多的数字这两本书到底有什么区别
In the book of Ezra, it talked about 603,000 men.
在以撒记在民数记里面记载到有六十多万的男人
These are the ones that came out of Egypt.
这些人是出埃及的男人
But in Ezra chapter 2:64, it says the whole assembly numbered 42,360.
但是我们来看以斯拉记二章六十四节，他说整个总体的会众一共有精确到42,360名。
In the eyes of God, He was so touched by their love for Him.
所以神对那些愿意回归到耶路撒冷城的人是有一种。有一种很被感动的心。
He not only recorded the men, but he also recorded the women and the children.
他所记载的人数不仅仅是壮丁，并且是所有的人，所有的会众里面的每一个。
It was significant enough that, there were two chapters in the Bible spent on these 42,000 people.
我们看以撒记里面有两章，所有的内容都在记载着，都在来描述记载着。
But these two chapters also show us that in this matter of the purpose of God,
所以从这两章里面我们也可以看到神的计划，神的心意。
That is for the whole family.
神的计划，神的心意是为了整个的家庭。
It's not just for individual men,
不只是为了某一个人。
But it's for the whole family.
但是而是为了我们整个的家庭，一个整体。
So when we come back to the book of Genesis,
我们现在回到创世纪。
So we already said, in order for man to fill the earth, the family had to be created.
为了让人能够遍满全地，神一定要先创造家庭。
So it's interesting.
所以非常有趣的是
，If you read chapter 1 verse 26,
我们再回到创世纪第一章第二十六节。
The verse 27, the Bible did not say, and God created the man and the woman.
第二十七节，我们看这里神的话不是说，神创造了男人和女人。
God said God created the man.
神说，神创造了人。
And in the image of God, He created him.
在按照神的形象，他造了人。当时这个人用的是男性的人。
But male and female he created them.
然后又说乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
What does it mean?
这里面看到有些矛盾，到底是什么意思？
It means that the male is half a man, and the female is the other half of the man.
我们是不是可以这样理解？有可能神创造的男人和女人都是不完整的。男人不完整，女人也不完整，他们都是只有一半的人。
So, what does that mean?
所以这个意思到底是什么？
This actually gives us a principle in the married life.
所以这就是婚姻的一个基石，婚姻的一个本质。
Is that after we get married,
当我们结婚了以后，
we only have half a vote left.
我们只有一半剩下来。
We maybe used to think we had a full vote.
我们有可能在婚前我们认为我们是一个完整的人。
But now we only have half a vote.
但是我们结婚以后，即使我们去选举，好像我们只有半票了。
So that's the principle that God has given us.
这或许就是神通过婚姻想向我们启示。
So that is the lesson of the cross.
这也就是十字架向我们启示的。
So that's the secret of a happy marriage.
这也是成功的一个婚姻，幸福的一个婚姻的
一个秘密。So you always thought, you know, how can one, because they said, right, the two shall become one flesh.
我们看到圣经上面说，二人合为一体。
And then we always think, well, it's one plus one, it shouldn't equal one, right?
我们想一加一应该不是只剩下一个。
So it's actually half plus half equals one.
如果我们把自己看作一个不完整的人的话，不完整的半个加半个就是一个了。
So we can take that a little further.
我们再往下延伸一点。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
我们来看创世纪第二章的第十八节。
The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
In other words,
换句话说
，I need to find man his other half.
我要给我创造的那一个人来给他找他的另一半。
So it's interesting because right after God said that,
在神说了这句话以后，
then God brought out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he could call them and whatever the man called the living creature that was its name.
很有意思的是，神说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。以后他所做的事又不是为他造一个配偶，而是用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样的飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him.
然后二十节，那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place.
第二十一节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man.
二十二节，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man."
第二十三节，那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and he be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
二十四节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So it was God who said it is not good for man to be alone.
所以神说，男人独居，那人独居不好。
Because we already mentioned that in order to fulfill God's purpose, he needed the family.
就像我们所说的，为了实现神在地球上面的计划，神需要创造家庭。
So he said, I will find him a helper suitable for him.
神说我要给他造一个配偶，一个可以帮助他的人。
He did not say, I will let Adam.Pick out his own helper.
他没有说我让亚当自己去发现一个配偶。
Even though actually that's what God did, but here it's very important for us to realize, I will make him a helper suitable for him.
我们看到这里面的区别， 亚当的配偶并不是亚当自己去发现的，而是神创造的。
And so then what did God do? God brought all these animals before Adam.
神把所有的昆虫走兽都带到亚当面前。
So if you think about, we already talked about if we talk about a circle.
如果我们来看一个圈，一个圆圈。
And we talked about the fact that the male is half a man, and then the female is half the other one man.
我们可以看到，我们刚才说的，男人是一半，女人是另外一半。
So, then the two semicircles then need to become one circle.
如果两个半球合在一起，就变成一个完整的一个球。
But the question is, do two semicircles necessarily make a circle?
但是现在的问题是，两个半圆。放在一起就肯定是一个完整的一个完美的一个圆吗？
I don't know if there are any math experts down there, but
我想大家很多人的数学很好，特别那些年轻人。
Is it true? Two semicircles make one circle?
两个半圆加在一起就是一个圆吗？
No? What, well, how do you make him? What needs to happen?They can't overlap, right? So what does that mean? The radius has to be the same, right? So what was it that God was saying?
所以我们看到两个圆的比例的比喻，就是说，如果半径不等的两个半圆放在一起的话，不会是一个整的圆。
I will make him a helper suitable for him.
所以神的原话是什么？神的原话是我要给他造一个配偶，能够跟他相配的。
So when God brought the animals before Adam.
所以神把所有的飞禽走兽带到亚当面前的时
候 It was like Adam brought out his ruler.
就像亚当拿了一个尺
And started to measure the radius.
就像亚当在量哪个半圆跟我是相配的
So he saw the big giraffe.
他看到了长颈鹿
Big neck, long neck.
很长很长的
Gave him a name.
他就给他取了个名字
And then it passed on.
然后长颈鹿就走开了
And then the hippopotamus came.
然后又一个动物来了
河马
来了
and very big,
非常的庞大
gave him a name,
他又给他取了名字
but not very close,
但是还是跟他觉得跟他不般配
and then the orangutan came,
然后又来了一个动物
and then猴子
来了
and then it's like, oh, this is pretty close,
这个跟我好像挺像的
two hands,
两个手
two feet,
直立行走
you know, looks kind of similar.
看看也挺像
But then he probably got a little too hairy.
但是身上的毛好像太多了点
So, not suitable.
所以他觉得还是不
So what did it say?
所以他说什么呢
But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him.
所以亚当看了所有的飞禽走兽以后他没有发现一样能跟他相配
There was no one of the same radius as him.
所以没有发现一个半圆跟他有一样的半径
So then what did God do?
然后神又做怎么做呢
He put Adam to sleep.
他让亚当沉睡。
And then he performed the first surgery in the history of mankind.
所以他神就做了第一个在人类历史上的第一个外科手术。
And he opened him up and then took something out of Adam and formed Eve out of it.
他就从亚当身上取了一些材料，然后用那些材料来造出了一个夏娃。
Actually, this is a wonderful picture of Christ and the church.
从这里面我们也可以看到在耶稣基督和教会的一个关系
You know on the cross when the Lord Jesus died
在十字架上耶稣基督 要被钉死的时候
The Bible says that a spear went into his side
圣经说灵就离开了
兵丁把刺
兵丁就用矛刺了他的身体
And then out of his side came forth water and blood
从他的身体里面流出了血和水
Water speaks of life
水就是代表生命
Blood speaks of forgiveness
血代表着饶恕
So out of this the church was formed
从生命和饶恕里面教会就被建立了
But this first surgery it was very peaceful and there was no pain involved
但是在这第一次人类历史上第一个外科手术里面我们没有看到痛苦
Because there was no sin at that time
因为那个时候我们的人类还没有堕落犯罪
But the Lord paid a great price
但是神为了这一切付上了其中的代价
In order that the church could be born.
为了教会的诞生神付上了极大的代价
So then God brought Eve before Adam.
所以神就把夏娃带到了亚当面前
And the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
亚当说的话是 这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
Actually, in the original,
在圣经的原文里面
，it actually reads, "This time, she is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
圣经原文里面有一个时态的用词，就是说，在这个时候，她是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
In other words, previously.Those were not bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
就是说，在这以前，那所有的动物都不是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This time, the Lord got it right. It's now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这一次神所创造的是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Actually, this is the first poem in the Bible.
我们如果看圣经原文的话，这几句话是一个诗体的，是一首诗。
So Adam was so overwhelmed that he was able to compose a poem.
我们可以看到亚当看到夏娃的时候是那么的激动，他变成了一个很浪漫的诗人。
So how do you know you found the one is when you can write a song and sing.
所以对年轻人来说，如果你发现了你的另外一半的时候，你肯定会变成一个诗人。
So, but the thing here is It's very clear the how the Lord brought Eve to Adam.
所以我们可以看到一个很清晰的图画，神是怎么样把夏娃带到了亚当的面前。
So I'll just say a few words to encourage the young people.
所以我现在要对年轻人说几句鼓励的话。
It is very clear from the Bible that God is very interested in this matter of marriage.
所以在从圣经里面我们可以看到，神对婚姻是非常重视的。
It was God who said it is not good for man to be alone.
是神最初说的，神那人独居不好。
So at some point as we grow up,
所以当我们成长的过程中间
，the Lord puts a desire in us for us to want to be married.
所以神会让我们心里面有这样的一个心思意念，我们希望能够成婚成立一个家庭。
But what is the principle here?
但是这里面的原则是什么？
The Lord said, "I will make him a helper suitable for him."
神的原则是，我要为你创造一个和你相配相当的一个配偶。
So if you think about this,
如果我们来想这个问题，
you can personalize this verse.
我们可以把这句神的经文，我们放到自己身上。
You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
我们举一个例子，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is a very objective word.
这是一个非常具体、非常一个直白的一个说法。
But one day by the Lord's grace,
但是因为神的恩典
we can realize.
我们可以看到
For God so loved me.
我们可以把它改成因为神爱我
That he gave his only begotten son that if I believe in him I will not perish but have eternal life.
我们把它改成甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我让我因着信他不至灭亡反得永生
Then we become saved.
这样我们就成了神家庭里面的一员
That becomes something very personal.
这样我们就跟神的关系就变成非常的具体化。
But in the same way,
我们同样用同样的眼光来看这些经文。
The Lord says it is not good for Daniel to be alone.
所以对 Daniel 来说，这句话就可以说对 Daniel 说，神说 Daniel 一个人独居不好。
I will make Daniel a helper suitable for him.
我要为 Daniel 造一个配偶，对他来说是最合适的那一个。
And then what the Lord is going to do, he's going to bring many people before you.
所以神就会把很多的人带到你的面前。
So from an imagery standpoint, it is you have to take your ruler and measure whether someone is good or not.
所以你就是那个数学家用个尺在量那个半径看哪个人是和你相配的。
Is this someone that the Lord has prepared for me?
是那一个人是神特地为我准备的吗？
So then the Lord will bring many animals before you.
所以这个世界呢，这个世俗的世界会带着很多的飞禽走兽来到你
面前。 So then we need to keep our eyes wide open.
那时候我们要非常的警惕。
So that's why this brother once said.
所以这里面有一位弟兄就说
that before we get married,
在我们结婚以前
we need to keep our eyes wide open.
我们的眼睛要睁得非常的大
Because you need to spend the rest of your life with that person.
因为结婚以后你就会你的整个的一生就跟你的另一半绑在一起了
But after you get married,
但是在你结婚以后
you have to close your eyes.
你要闭上你的眼睛
But what is our problem?
但是我们的问题是什
么呢? We always flip it.
我们只是眨了一下眼而已
We close our eyes and we go in blindly.
然后我们闭上眼睛，我们就瞎了。
Oh, I'm so in love.
我们瞎了，我们就说啊，我已经陷入爱河了。
And then we jump into it.
然后我们就跳入爱河。
And then after you get married,
然后我们结婚以后呢
？You open your eyes.
你就打开了你的眼睛。
It's like, oh, I thought she was so wonderful.
啊，我以前觉得她是那么的好。
Oh, she's so lazy.
现在我发现她身上有那么多的缺点。
Oh, she complains too much.
她抱怨很多，
很
懒惰。
So then and then our eyes open.
这时候我们眼睛倒反而打开了。
So young brothers and sisters.
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹
，Before you get married，
在你们决定要结婚以前
，The Lord gives us wisdom.
愿神赐给你们智慧
on how to choose.
然后能够仔细的来选择你的配偶。
So you should pray.
你要在神面前祷告。
Should pray. But after we get married,
但是我们结婚以后
the Lord gives us the cross.
让神把他的十字架给我们。
Then we must deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
我们要放弃自己，我们背起神的十字架来跟随。
Because we are only half.
我们只是半个人而已。
So don't be deceived by the big eyes.
我们不要被美丽的大眼睛所欺骗。
So that's the principle.
所以这就是神对婚姻的一个原则。
So I'll give a brief personal experience.
我现在可以跟大家分享一下我自己的一个经历。
So I think it was like early on in college.
在我还在大学里的时候
，The Lord gave me. I really had this desire to get married.
我当时是一个很想结婚，一个结婚狂。
Now, I did know that since I was brought up when I was young.
我知道当我在成长的过程里面
，In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it said it's believers do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
在哥林多后书里面有一句话说是信和不信的不能同负一轭。
So I was very clear. I'm not going to find an unbeliever.
所以说当时我虽然非常的想结婚，但是我知道有一点，我的配偶我要找的那一位一定要是一个基督徒。
Because I knew that I'm going towards heaven. They're walking the other direction, so it wouldn't work out.
因为我知道将来我要到天堂去，如果我的那配偶不是基督徒的话，我们就不会在一起。
So my favorite place to go was to go to conferences and retreats.
所以我当时非常喜欢去一些退休会，一些会议。
Because there would be sisters from different places.
因为在那些会议，那些是基督徒的一些聚会里面，有很多的弟兄姐妹，基督徒弟兄姐妹来到那个会
场。And I remember this brother who was a good friend of mine, and we were in the same room.
我记得当时我一个好朋友，我跟他是室友。
And then we used to rate all the sisters.
我们当时就给所有的女孩子，特别是基督徒女孩子，我们给他们打分。
At the conference.
在那个基督徒的营会里面给基督徒女孩子打分。
And we'll say, oh, that sister, she's too tough. She'll be tough wife.
她说那个姐妹好像她非常的怎么说呢？性格非常的强硬。
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
我们不想跟她有关系。
So we would rate them.
我们就不考虑那些姐妹。
But at these conferences, I would be actively looking as such.
所以在那些基督徒的营会里面，我就非常用心的在寻找。
So I brought out my ruler.
然后我就带了我那杆尺。
But just like this verse says, but for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him.
就像圣经里面说的，但是对着亚当没有发现一个适合他的配偶。
So after a few years.
几年以后
I realized
我发现了一个事实
I really need to give this into the hand of God
我应该把我要找老婆的事情交在神的手里
So I then finally started to pray
所以我就开始在神面前祷告
So interesting enough I'm married now and my wife actually started to pray at the same time I didn't know that
很奇妙的是当时我不知道的一件事情是我的妻子当时也开始在神面前祷告
And then after 6 months we met
在我们开始祷告的半年以后，我们两人才见面认识。
But here you see the principle playing its part.
我们这里可以看到神的一个原则。
When we started to seek the Lord,
当我们在追寻神的旨意的时候
，It was when then the Lord is because it was He who was the one that was going to make a helper suitable for me.
因为是神的手，他会为我准备一个配偶。
So just like as if He put Adam to sleep. He put me to sleep.
所以就像当时神让亚当沉睡的时候，就神在这里让我沉睡。
So no longer the outward activity.
我没有那种在睁大两个眼睛在淫秽里面在找女孩子那种
but
那种行动。
I was in prayer.
但是我在神的面前我祷告。
And then the Lord brought my wife before me.
所以神就把他的妻子带到了他的面前。
And I can say that just like in verse 23,
就像这个第二章第二十三节。
The first time I saw her, the first day I met her.
第一次当 Daniel 弟兄见到他未来的太太的时候
In the depths of my spirit
他内心的深处灵里的深处
I could say This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh
他内心的深处就说这是我骨中的骨
Of course I didn't tell her that because it would scare her away
当时我没有告诉他因为他会把我当成一个花痴
But And it was not something emotional
但是我当时那种激动那种心里面的一种确认的感觉并不是非常的冲动非常的感情
上的 It was something from the depths of the spirit
但是而是从我的内心从我灵里的深处发出的
So I knew it was from the Lord
所以我就觉得我就认为我就相信那是从神来的
So dear brothers and sisters young brothers and sisters
所以亲爱的特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹
The Lord has someone that's been custom designed for you
所以在神的心意里面一定要有神为你预备的那个专门为你预备的
A brother once illustrated this.
让我们用一个比喻来。
He took a popsicle stick.
他把一个啊、一个 popsicle stick 一个棒棒糖。
冰棒糖
掰开。
And he broke it in half.
他把它掰断不断。
So he said, if you look at these two halves.
如果你看这两半。
And then there's no two other halves that are going to fit as well as these two halves.
所以这两半能够吻合的程度，你是不能在其他地方能找到。
Because they came from the same stick.
因为他们是从同一个冰棒上面来的。
So that's the same picture we ought to have in mind.
所以这就是我们在我们的意念里面应该有的一个图像。
It is God who says, "I will make him a helper suitable for him."
因为神说，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
So, please.Make sure you pray.
所以，年轻的弟兄姐妹们，你们要来到神面前来祷告。
The Lord will give you wisdom.
神会给你智慧。
So that's the Lord said it's not good for man to be alone.
所以神说人独居不好。
And then after marriage, then be fruitful and multiply.
在结婚以后，在婚姻以后，我们人要生养众多，遍满全地。
You see from the book of Genesis that the family is at the center of the will of God.
所以我们从创世纪里面，我们可以看到，人类的家庭在神的计划里面是有一个非常举足轻重的地位。
So it is so important.
所以非常的重要。
So, but what happened?
但是下面发生了什么
？Very tragically.
很不幸的是
，If you look.In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, there was no sin.
我们看创世纪第一章、第二章，一切都是很完美，没有罪。
So God had formed the family even before sin entered into the world.
神先建立了家庭，那时候在这个世界上面还没有罪恶。
But then in chapter 3, unfortunately, man sinned.
但是不幸的是，从第三章开始起，人类就堕落。
As if God's purpose was frustrated.
好像神的计划已经被挫败了。
And then in chapter 6,
但是到了第六章
we saw that man not only fell into sin,
我们看到人不仅犯罪
man fell into the flesh,
人并且在肉体上面犯罪。
And remember, the Bible talks about how the angels came down to the earth and had relations with the sons of men,
在第六章
the daughters of men.
第六章里面讲到，神的儿子看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
So there were.Many things that did not please God.
所以有很多世界上面很多的事情，在神的眼里看来是不好的。
And God said, "I don't want to contend with men anymore."
神就说，我不愿意再来容忍这神所做的一切的罪恶。
He is but flesh.
所以一切都是一些肉体上面的犯罪。
And that's why God sent the flood. And other than Noah.Man was destroyed.
所以第六章就记载着洪水的故事，除了诺亚一家。
And then chapter 11.
然后我们到了第十一章。
Man not only fell into the flesh, but fell into the world.
我们看到神不仅在肉体上面犯罪，并且他们在世界上面犯罪。
Now Nimrod led the mankind and built the Tower of Babel.
人的骄傲让他们造了一个巴别塔。
And rebelled against God.
他们对神反叛。
So it was a very dark situation.
所以当时的景况是非常的黑暗。
And as if the purpose of God was done.
好像我们看到神的计划已经彻底的失败了。
But thank God.
但是我们感谢主。
God never gave up.
神永远不放弃。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们看到创世纪第十二章。
God called a man by the name of Abraham.
神呼召了一个叫做亚伯拉罕的人。
And God was going to start the work of recovery.
神就开始了一个复兴、一个救赎的计划。
So God not only called this man Abraham,
神不仅叫他亚伯拉罕
，but also God promised him a piece of land.
神应许了他一片应许之地
，which is the land of Canaan.
这就是当我们后来知道的迦南美地。
So what was it that God was trying to do?
所以说神的计划到底是什么
？Even though now man, the whole mankind has sinned against me.
当时即使所有的人类都背叛了神
As if earth cannot reflect heaven anymore
地球再也不能彰显天堂的荣耀
But now God was picking out a piece of land
但是神在这个罪恶的地球上找了一片土地
And now he wanted to find a people
他要找一个人
At least on this piece of land
在这一小片的土地上
At least amongst these people
在这一小群人的里面
They can reflect the original purpose
他的神的计划要从这一小群的人的身上彰显出来
they can reflect heaven
他们从他们身上我们也可以看到天
so that was God's work of recovery
这就是神当时一个复兴的计划
so God called Abraham
就是通过亚伯拉罕
and then remember what happened
然后我们再看后面
not God did not just call Abraham
不仅是亚伯拉罕
and then God gave him a son Isaac
亚伯拉罕的孩子以撒
And then in Genesis chapter 22,
然后我们看到创世纪的第二十二章
and verse so this is when after Abraham offered up Isaac,
就是我们知道那个故事，就是亚伯拉罕把用以撒来献祭的故事。
In Genesis chapter 22, verse 16.
我们看二十二章的第十六节
And said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
当时亚伯拉罕遵从神的旨意愿意把他的独生子以撒献给耶和华的时候神就说你既行了这事不留下你的儿子就是你独生的儿子我便指着自己起誓说论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来如同天上的星海边的沙你子孙必得着仇敌的城门
So not only was God going to gain Abraham
所以不仅是亚伯拉罕
God was going to gain Isaac.
神也得到了以撒。
And then God was going to gain Jacob.
然后以撒的孩子是以个雅各。
And through Jacob, through his 12 sons, was born the nation of Israel.
通过雅各的十二个儿子就建立了以色列这个国家。
And through the nation of Israel,
通过以色列这个国家
it brought forth King David.
就后面就有了大卫王。
Not only King David,
不仅是大卫王
But his ultimate descendant was our Lord.
大卫王的子孙我们知道耶稣基督是大卫王的子孙
And then here it says, And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
就像圣经里面所说的你的子孙必叫多起来如同天上的星必使天下都通过他来得福
Because Abraham obeyed God.
因为亚伯拉罕顺从神
God was able to gain him.
神就得到了他
But not just him.
不仅仅是他
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a whole family.
从亚伯拉罕到雅各到以撒到雅各整个的家庭
And then because of this family,
通过他的家庭
it could usher in the Messiah.
一直到耶稣基督
And then because of this Messiah,
因为耶稣基督
all the nations will be blessed.
所有的世界万国都得到祝福
Aren't all of us blessed?
就是我们在座的各位
Because Abraham was able to obey God
就是因为亚伯拉罕顺从神
So you see the importance of the family
所以从这一切我们就看到家庭的重要性
God's call is not just for individuals
神不仅仅是呼召个人
But also for families
更重要的是家庭
And I will give you another example
我现在给大家举另外一个例子。
A more modern day example.
一个比较现代的一个例子。
You know that in the United States,
在美国
there were two great spiritual awakenings.
有两个属灵的伟人。
And spiritual awakenings.
有两个属灵的运动，一个觉醒的运动。
Yeah. This started in the early 1700s.
有一个是在第十八世纪的早期。
十八世纪早期。There was a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
有一个人叫 Jonathan Edwards.
And he was in Northampton, Massachusetts.
他的家乡就在我们附近的麻省。
And then through our brother, there was a awakening that was started.
就是通过他当时在周边有一个很大的一个觉醒，一个复兴的运动。
And him and many others at that time brought in this great first awakening.
他和他的一些弟兄姐妹们一起领导了一次很大的基督教的复兴运动。
He was very key in this first great awakening.
在这次运动中间，他起了一个非常重要的作用。
He knew George Whitefield, who had come from England.
他认识一位从英国来的叫 George Whitefield 的弟兄。
And started to bring a fire of revival to the United States.
他们就让圣经来到了美国。
And he had married the daughter.Of one of the founders of Yale University.
他当时他的太太，他结婚，他跟一位是耶鲁大学的，当时一个创始耶鲁大学的一个先生的。
His father-in-law's name was James Pierpont.
那位先生的名字叫 James Pierpont.
He loved the Lord.
创建人，他是一个很爱神的人。
How was Yale University founded?
耶鲁大学当时是怎么被建立的
？There were 10 Christian ministers.
当时有十个基督教的传道人。
One of them was James Pierpont.
有一位就是他的岳父。
And they wanted to donate their books, spiritual books.
他们当时把他很多的书籍，特别是些属灵的书籍，都捐献出来。
So that these Christian ministers could be trained.
所以那些基督教的传道人就会受到一些正规的训练。
So that was the start of Yale College.
这就是当时耶鲁大学的一个起源。
And eventually Yale College moved to New Haven.
最后耶鲁大学就搬到现在的 New Haven 那个地方。
And this was the father-in-law of Jonathan Edwards.
所以Jonathan Edwards 的岳父就是这十个耶鲁大学的创建人里面的一个。
And he was the main leader that founded Yale College.
他是当时耶鲁大学起源的一个领导。
So Yale was founded so that it could train Christian ministers to serve the Lord.
所以耶鲁大学最初的目的是什么？是为了训练神的工人。
So Jonathan Edwards actually attended Yale University.
所以我们的主人公 Jonathan Edwards 就到耶鲁大学来念书。
He went there when he was 13.
He去耶鲁大学的时候才十三岁。
He was very smart.
但是他是一个非常聪明的孩子。
But he loved the Lord.
并且他爱神。
Actually, James Pierpont, just say one more thing. He had a famous another famous descendant.
我们刚才说到他的那个岳父，他的岳父有一个非常，也是一个非常有名的一个后代。
His name is James Pierpont Morgan.
他的名字叫 James Pierpont Morgan.
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan.
So he was a famous banker.
是一个很有名的商人。
And actually, if you read the story of Jonathan Edwards,
所以我们读那个 Jonathan Edwards 的故事。
We don't have time to go into it.
我们不讲细节。
But he had many famous descendants.
他有很多很有名、很有出息的后代。
Because he honored the Lord.
原因是什么？因为他尊重神。
But there was a great revival, awakening that started.
就是因为他当时有一个很大的基督教的觉醒。
But that was the first awakening.
这是我们要讲的第一个复兴的运动。
And he wrote many books that encouraged brothers and sisters.
他写了很多的书籍来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
He was one of the first to preach to the Native Americans.
他是第一个向着当时的印第安人宣教的一个神的工人。
And he knew George Whitefield.
他认识很多很多当时在神有名的一些仆人。
But then the Lord started another work, a second awakening.
然后不久以后，神又兴起了另外一个觉醒的运动。
And this one of the main people there was Timothy Dwight.
这里面的一个代表人物叫 Timothy Dwight.
He also went to Yale when he was 13.
很巧合的是 ，Timothy 也是十三岁到了耶鲁大学。
He started to read the Bible, I think, when he was 5.
他从五岁开始读圣经。
And they said he was actually ready to go to college when he was 8, but he didn't work out.
他当时是八岁就想去大学。
But he loved the Lord.
但是他没有去成，但是他是一个爱神的孩子。
And he was critically involved with the second awakening.
这位弟兄他在第二次的觉醒运动中间起了很大的作用。
And his name was Timothy Dwight.
Timothy Dwight.
Why do I bring him up?
我为什么会提到他呢？
Because Timothy Dwight was Jonathan Edwards' grandson.
因为我们这两位主人公中间有个关系，一个是爷爷，一个是孙子。
And then because of the work of Jonathan Edwards and Timothy Dwight.
因为这个爷爷跟孙子的关系。
And George Whitfield had come from England.
所以另外一位属灵的伟人叫 George
Whitfield. He would preach to thousands of people.
他向很多成千上万的人来传讲信息。
And George Whitfield was a co-worker of John and Charles Wesley.
我们知道这位 George Whitfield 他的很有名的同工就是 Wesley 弟兄。
So because of the work of the Lord in this area,
因为神所兴起的这些运动
it started in Massachusetts.
在麻省
in Northampton,
到了Northampton,
New Haven,
到了 New Haven,
George Whitfield preached in Boston,
然后到了 Boston,
and then because of the influence of William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, who was also a believer, George Whitfield also came to Philadelphia.
因为当时的费城的一个创建费城这个城市的人，他也是一个基督徒，所以他们又来到了费城。
And then the second awakening it had a great influence.
这第二次的觉醒运动在历史上面有很大的意义
，and even great influence among the Baptists，
并且也影响到了我们今天的的浸信。
So the 浸信会。
浸信会。
So there were tenfold increase at that time.
所以很多的教堂教会就兴起。
And that's why even in the South, that's why the Southern Baptists are the biggest denomination today.
所以我们就知道今天为什么有一个叫做以美浸信会南美浸信会的是基督教里面一个最大的一个
支派 And it is because of these two awakenings that there were many brothers and sisters that became fervent for the Lord.
所以就因为这两次觉醒的运动很多的弟兄姐妹都对主非常的热心摆上
And had a great influence in the 18th and 19th century.
对19世纪和20世纪的美国有着非常大的影响
So many groups started sending missionaries, evangelists to China and India and many other places.
这些教会也就差派了很多的传道人到其他的国家，包括我们中国。
So whether we know it or not,
不管我们知不知道这些历史的事迹
，many of us are Chinese here.
我们很多人都是中国人。
Many of us are beneficiaries of these ministers that went to China to preach the gospel.
所以追根溯底，我们每一个人都在这些我们的先驱、一些传道人身上得到。
All having to do with the work of Jonathan Edwards and Timothy Dwight.
都跟我们讲到的爷爷跟孙子是有一定的关系。
So you know that Jonathan Edwards must have lived a godly life.
我们知道那位 Jonathan Edwards 一定是他的生命肯定是非常的爱神
He could influence his grandson Timothy Dwight
所以通过家庭他就对他的孙子有了一个很大的影响
And because of them they brought in a great revival, great awakening
就通过这家庭的影响他们的爷爷跟孙子就带领了两次非常重要的一些觉醒的运动
Brought the influence to all of the United States
把这个影响遍布美国
And then because of the abundance of life
因为他们那丰盛的生命
Then these preachers were sent abroad.
很多的传教士就到了世界各地
And we were beneficiaries of that.
我们也是这些先驱的受益者
So brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
You see the place that that the Lord has the importance of the family.
所以从这一切我们看到家庭在神的旨意里面的重要性
If we live a godly life,
我们的生活如果是合神心意
And then, if we have an influence on our family,
如果我们能够很好的来影响我们的家庭
，and we have the right priorities,
如果我们有正确的神所喜悦的配偶
，then the will of God can be accomplished.
神的旨意就会实现。
So, if we could read a Psalm 127,
我们来看诗篇第127篇。
Psalm 127,
诗篇第127篇
says, Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
So here is a very important principle.
所以我们就看到这里神的一个原则。
That it is the Lord that builds up the family.
是神来建造家庭，建造。
So the question is, what is your priority?
所以对我们每一个弟兄姐妹的一个问题就是，我们在我们的心中什么是最重要的？
Are we seeking first the kingdom of God?
我们是先求神的国和神的义吗？
We don't have time to look there, but if we remember, in the story of in the book of Ezra, it talks about a Haggai and Zerubbabel.
我们现在不看圣经，如果你记得的话，在以撒记里面讲到
就是哈该书里。
哈该书。
That even the remnant when they came back,
当那些被掳的渔民回到耶路撒冷的时候
，After a period of time, their heart grew cold.
一段时间以后，他们对神的热心又冷了下来。
They started to build their own houses.
他们以他们自己的房屋、自己的家庭为重。
And they started to focus on their own families.
他们更关注自己的家庭。
But what did God say?
但是神对他们说什么呢？
He said, because you are only worried about your own paneled homes.
因为你只担心牵挂自己的家庭。
My house is in desolation.
但是我的家，神的家确实还是一片荒荒。
And what did the Bible, what does the Bible say? What did Haggai say?
当时先知哈该是怎么说的呢？
You can labor all you want.
你可以去劳碌得到你所想要的一切。
But when you put your money in your pocket has holes.
但是当你把你得到的金钱放在你的口袋里的时候，你的口袋是漏的。
And then the Lord said, I will cause there to be no rain.
我会让天上不降雨。
I will let you have no prosperity.
我会让你没有财富。
Because your priorities are wrong.
因为你的优先权是错的。
But if your priorities are right,
但是如果你的心你的注重的地方是对的
Psalm 128
我们来看第二十八章
How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord who walks in his way When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands you will be happy and it will be well with you Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house Your children like olive plants around your table Before thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord
我们来看诗篇第一百二十八篇如果我们以神的心神的家为重的话诗篇一百二十八篇说凡敬畏耶和华遵行他道的人便为有福你要吃劳碌得来的你要享福事情顺利你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄寨子看哪敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福
So brothers and sisters what is our priority
所以弟兄姐妹们我们的心以什么为重
Is our priority our own paneled homes?
我们是以自己的家室自己的财富为重吗
Or is our priority the house of God?
还是我们把神的国神的义放到我们生命的首位
You know, there's a tendency here in the US
我们知道在美国这个国家有一个趋势
Especially in the Chinese community
特别是在美国的华人圈子
that we need to build our families up
我们都希望把自己的家庭建立得非常兴旺。
So, since our kids are very young,
当我们的孩子还是很年轻的时候
，we send them to Kumon.
我们就把他们放到各类的学校里面去。
We have them learn piano.
我们让他们学各样的乐器。
We have them learn violin.
钢琴、小提琴。
They have to be really good, but they cannot make it a profession, though.
但是你学钢琴、学小提琴的时候，他一定要非常的好，但是他将来不能变成一个钢琴家或者小提琴家。
And then they have to do well in school.
他们还要在学校里面非常出色。
And then we have to make sure they go to the best high school.
他们要去最好的中学。
They have to get into Bergen Academy.
他们要去 Bergen Academy.
They have to go to Yale. They have to go to Princeton. They have to go to Penn.
他们要去最好的大学。
Or Harvard. So we build them up.
我们希望他们这样被建立起来。
But is that the purpose of life?
但是这是不是神心意里面最重要的那部分。
We're very good at building very successful people in this world.
我们中国人在建立在教养孩子里面看似很成功。
But what is the principle that we see in Psalm 127?
但是我们在诗篇127篇里面看到的principle, 它的那个原则到底是什么?
Verse 3 it says, Behold, children are a gift of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward.
第三节, 127篇第三节, 儿女是神所赐的产业, 所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
第四节, 少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them, they will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
第五节，箭袋充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So one of the things we say, blessed is a man whose quiver is full of arrows.
所以我们说啊，箭袋充满的人变为有福。
So we have to make sure that our quiver is full.
我们首先要做的事情就是要箭袋充满。
Because it's a blessing from God.
这是从神来的祝福。
But the world today teaches us, you just need to have two kids and a half.
所以但是现在的世俗的社会跟我们说你只要有两个半孩子
You don't want to get yourself too much in debt
你不要因为有太多的孩子自己有太多的债务的压力
It's too much trouble
太多的麻烦
So two kids is good
所以说两个孩子是最完美
的 But the Bible says blessed is the one who has a quiver is full of them
但是神的话怎么说
Actually I spoke of John and Charles Wesley
这就是从Leslie 弟兄身上看到的。
No, I spoke earlier about John and Charles Wesley.
刚才我讲到Wesley 弟兄。
You know, their mother had 19 kids.
他们的妈妈有19个孩子。
And Charles and John Wesley were number 18 and 19.
这最有名的对我们后世很大影响的 Wesley 弟兄是他们的孩子里面的第18个和第19个。
Imagine if the mother had just said, Oh, I'm just going to enjoy life, I'll just have two.
如果他们的妈妈当时说我要享受我自己的生活，我只有两个孩子就够的话
，We would not have Charles and John Wesley。
所以在我们的基督教历史上就不会有这两位伟人。
But the other principle is this。
我们看到另外一个原则。
It said, "Arrows in the hand of warrior, so are the children of one's youth."
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的箭。
The Bible did not say, like twigs in the hands of a warrior."
圣经没有说。
树枝
在手勇士手里的树枝是他手里的剑
A twig is pretty useless, right?
树枝没什么用
So what needs to happen?
那什么会发生呢
It needs to be sharpened
它要被削尖
It needs to be useful in the hand of the warrior
它要变得有用
But not only that
不仅如此
He will be blessed
它要被祝福
They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies at the gate
他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候
In other words, these arrows need to reach enemy's territory
并且他的箭要能够达到敌人的阵营
So the question is this
所以问题是这个
Are we just building up our children to be successful in the world?
所以我们的孩子只是要按世界的标准变成一个成功人士吗
Or are they going to be useful in the hand of God to reach the enemy's territory?
还是要在神的手中他变成一个有用的人
I'll give you one final example
最后一个例子
I know one family
我知道有一个家庭
The wife was very intelligent
那个位妻子非常的有智慧
She had a plan for her family So she helped her husband get a doctorate at Yale.
她帮助她的先生在耶鲁大学得到了一个博士的学位。
Now, because she thought, well, he needs to go to a good school, but because he was an engineer,
她自己呢，她因为她是一个工程师，她要去一个好的学校。
So, Yale, even though it's an Ivy League school, is not known for engineering.
但是耶鲁大学的工程方面的学科并不是很好。
But she said, "Well, that's great because he'll still get a great degree from a great school, but it won't be that hard."
她就说：“那是最好的，因为我在一个很有名的大学。
”So she worked very hard. She actually studied together with her husband.
所以她就跟她的先生一起来读书。
And then when they had kids,
当他们有孩子的时候
，they had a son and a daughter.
他们有一个儿子一个女儿。
They needed to go to the best schools.
他们也应该去最好的学校。
So then she worked very hard on them.
所以她就对两个孩子要求非常严。
And then the son went to Harvard.
他的儿子去了哈佛。
Daughter went to Yale.
女儿去了耶鲁。
Not only that,
不仅如此
，they also got doctorates at these schools.
他们在这些学校里面也都拿到了博士学位。
You're probably thinking, wow.
所以你就会觉得哇
，What a perfect family.
这个家庭多么美满。
But you know what happened?
但是你知道后来发生什么了吗？
The husband became so successful.
丈夫是如此的成功。
And then there were issues with the marriage.
他们的婚姻出了问题。
And then not only that.
不仅如此。
The daughter.
她的女儿。
She became depressed for various reasons.
她的女儿因为不同的各种各样的原因变得精神忧郁。
And today is wandering the streets.
她的女儿现在就在街头上流浪。
The son,
她的儿子
didn't get married until I think he was almost 50.
她的儿子一直到了快50岁的时候才结婚。
Hourly speaking,
所以我们来看
they were successful in the world.
他们在世俗的眼光里面成功吗？
But today, the husband and wife are no longer together.
丈夫和妻子已经离婚了。
The wife was so...depressed, she got Alzheimer's.
那太太那位成功的太太，她也是得了忧郁症，并且是老年痴呆症。
They were believers.
他们都是基督徒。
Not only believers,
不仅仅是基督徒。
But they heard about the purpose of God.
他们也知道神的心意，神的计划。
But they chose a different path.
但是他们自己选择了另外一条路。
The question is this.
所以问题是
，Are we willing to be?A family that's used in the hand of God.
所以我们的家庭要成为神手中的工具吗？
Are our children going to be arrows that are be useful in the hand of God to reach the enemy's territory?
我们的孩子是不是要成为神手中的剑，在神手中能够有作用？
So just I know our time is up.
时间差不多了。
But just wanted to share with you that the family is so center to the purpose of God.
我还是想说。在神的旨意里面，家庭是如此的重要。
May we commit all of our families before the Lord.
我们把我们的家庭带到神的面前。
May we have the right priorities.
让我们在神的面前，我们立定心志。
It is the Lord that builds the house.
是神建立。
Otherwise, we labor in vain.
否则的话，我们的一切所做的都是枉然。
We can gain the whole world.
我们可以得到全世界。
But we can be outside of the purpose of God.
但是我们离开了神的旨意，我们与神的国无分。
May we just be like the remnant.
我们就像当时以色列的渔民。
To bring our families into the central heart of the purpose of God.
我们从世俗的社会巴比伦出来，来到神的家。
That we may love Him.
我们爱神。
We may come out of Babylon.
我们从巴比伦出来。
We may be willing to be molded in His hands.
我们愿意在神的手里成为神的器皿。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just want to commit these words back into Your hands.
我们在神面前立志。
May we learn to love you not just individually, but bring our families with us.
我们不仅自己爱你，我们愿意立志把我们的家庭都带到神的面前。
So Lord, for the young brothers and sisters, Lord, we pray that you may teach them how to know your will and to find the better half.
神，我们为着年轻的弟兄姐妹祷告，我们希望真的是他们愿意来学习，来到神的面前，按照神的旨意来寻找他的另外一半。
For us that are married, Lord, we may learn how to teach our children how to be good husbands and wives.
让我们已经成为人父母的，让我们真的是按神的心意来教养我们的孩子，让他们知道神在家庭里的旨意。
Lord, that our children may be arrows in your hands to reach the enemy's territory.
让我们的孩子都能成为神你手中的利剑，能够真的是能够达到敌人的阵营。
Lord, that your will may be fulfilled in our lives.
神，你的旨意在我们的生命中间来彰显。
That through us, not are we individually blessed, but also our families.
通过我们个人，通过我们的家庭来彰显实现神的旨意。
But we may bring blessings to many, many others.
所以我们就能把神的祝福带到很多的人面前。
Just as we heard about the story of Jonathan Edwards and Timothy Dwight.
就像我们刚才听到的那位爷爷跟孙子的故事。
So we thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。Thank you, brother.